Before we start, I would like to read the quote, today's quote. It's very nice. Vrindavan is meant for retirement. Elderly persons in Krishna consciousness can devote all their time to devotional service. Such men are wanted to live in Vrindavan, not women and children. That is a fact. The holy dhams are meant for the sannyasis and brahmacharis especially. If necessary, the management must be done by sannyasis and brahmacharis, not grihasthas. Letter to Gopal Krishna Maharaj, June 9, 1976. So today we are so fortunate to have His Grace Ramakrishna Das Prabhuji on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Adi Khand, chapter 8, 123 verse onwards. And before we start the class, I would like to introduce him.
I would
like to hand over the call to the Vinita Gandharika Mataji.
Yeah.
To brief introduction Mataji. About Prabhuji.
Thank you, Aishumati Mataji, for greeting everyone and very beautiful chanting. I'm feeling so fortunate to introduce today's speaker, Ramakrishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji is engineer by profession and working as a plant manager in Abu Dhabi. He is a Brahminical initiated disciple of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Guru Maharaj. He is practicing Krishna consciousness for last 22 years. He has completed Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav, and is currently doing Bhakti Veda. He is serving as a faculty in Mayapur Institute, conducting Bhakti Shastris, Bhakti Vaibhav, and also ISKCON Disciple course for the students across the globe. He is actively engaged in preaching. He is conducting various Bhakti Vrikshas and guiding about 200 families. His special ability is to make us understand even logic and philosophy by quoting everyday life examples and make it seems most interesting for all of us. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for your valuable time and association. We are very fortunate to have you on the call. Please take over. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, you have to unmute.
Hare Krishna. Kindly accept my humble obeisances with the lotus feet of all the wonderful assembly Vaishnavas today. Am I audible to all of you?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Thank you so much. If your bandwidth permits, I would request that the devotees kindly switch on their videos so that we could be in touch with each other. And also, it will help on a Zoom call, basically, to have a personal interaction. Is it possible that could be that? Is it possible for all of you to be with your cameras on?
Yes, Prabhuji. Mostly everybody is, this is morning times cooking and all busy, but whoever is possible, they are going to put it on.
Okay, you mean to say that when the program is going on, they're engaged in other services as well?
Yeah, along we will hear, Prabhuji. That's how we do usually. We do hear Katha and at the same time we cook prasadam for the deities. Hare
Krishna. Very nice. It's very interesting. So my humble obeisances at the lotus feet of the Bhakti Sangha group devotees here, especially Vinita Gandharvika Mataji, who has kindly invited me. And also to Bhavatarini Radhika Mataji, who has been inspiring and has requested me to be in the service of all the devotees here in this group. I take great pleasure to be in your service today. So we are going to discuss the Chaitanya Bhagavata. It's a very interesting scripture written by the wonderful hands of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakura, who is considered to be non-different from Srila Vyasadeva, who has compiled many Vedic scriptures, and including that of Srimad Bhagavatam, the essence of all the scriptures. So it's a different kind of a flavor of Srila Vyasadeva in the form of Vrindavan Das Thakur, especially describing Sri Chaitanya Leela. Unlike the other philosophical three times that he has been very expertly doing, this particular pastimes completely overwhelms him with a lot of emotion. So we can see that how the love of Godhead is completely manifested in Sri Chaitanya's pastimes. In the Adi Leela, we find the first chapter, a short synopsis of the presentations that he would like to do in this whole chapter. It is with the unlimited restlessness that Lord Chaitanya performs his childhood pastimes in Navadvipa. And he begins to take up to his school and studies the different scriptures. And very soon he also becomes like a teacher. He takes the position as a teacher. And Jagannath Mishra, his kind father, and Sachi Devi, his loving mother, become overwhelmed with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's various pastimes. So Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur specifically takes a great pleasure in describing these pastimes. And they can be broadly classified as the pastimes in his Kaumara age, which is up to 5, and thereafter Pauganda till up to 10 years, and then up to 15 years as Kaishora, and later on as his Yavana. So Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur expertly presents these different types of pastimes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performs. And what concerns to today's topic is about the exclusive love that Srila Sachi Devi actually has within her core of the hearts for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and how she tolerates all the different kinds of mischief he does. We are dealing with the pastimes of the Lord between the age of 10 or 11, just around the Pauganda, and as he enters into the Kaishora age. And he performs activities at least 1 or 2 years above his current age. That's how even in Krishna Leela he performs, and so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performs a similar type of Leela. So it is explained in the Adi Kanda in the very beginning that Adi Kande Divya Paridhana Divya Sukha Anande Bhasena Sachi Dekhi Chandramukha. This Chandramukha of the Lord is so attractive that it becomes overwhelmed. She becomes overwhelmed always in relishing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus face, and thereby she forgets all kinds of difficulties that she has to undergo in trying to bring Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then it is also mentioned that the Lord performs his pastimes completely bewildering the men in general. Sakala bhaktere mohadiya shekhani bhule prabhu savare bandiya. So he performs his pastimes as though he is one among the common men. This is precisely to bewilder different kinds of created misconceptions in the minds of the devotees. So why am I actually saying all this even before doing the Mangalacharan? The significance is that you first start to get drowned into the feelings of what Vrindavan Das Thakur has for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And through those teachings, he will actually nimajjantam. He drowns us in super ecstasies. So I would like you to invite today to take a look at these different kinds of pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what has been allocated for me to speak about is somehow the mischievous pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We understand that Lord Gaura is one of the most munificent Mahavadanyaya. He's been always merciful, but it is very rare to find his mischief being described. Even Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj does not describe much of his mischievous pastimes, for he quotes that all of that has been already done by Vyasa, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakura. So I have got this good opportunity and good fortune, so to say, to present this small narration about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Talking about bewildering activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is some references how he has bewildered even the most learned, even while he was performing his pastimes as Lord Sri Krishna. Narada Muni explains this to Yudhishthira in the 10th canto, or sorry, in the 7th canto, wherein he says that Esham Gruhan Avastiti Sakshad Ghudam Param Brahma Manushya Lingam. So he has taken the form of a human-like and he moves around or resides in the palace of Yudhishthira secretly so that no one understand him to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Further, Bhishma Deva to Yudhishthira also says that Eshavai Bhagavan Sakshat Adyo Narayana Kuman Mohayan Mayaya Lokan Ghudascharati Vrishnishu. So he's so conducting his business that people who do not have an inclination to accept him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always kept under cover and they do not understand him to be the Supreme Lord. Whereas the devotees take great pleasure and consider every act of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be as purifying as ever. And Brahma glorifies this same Supreme Personality of Godhead. The good opportunity of the Vraja Aukasa, those residents of Vraja, in his prayers to the Lord, and he says, Aho Bhagyam, Nanda Gopa Vraja Aukasam, Yan Mittanam, Paramanandam, Purnam Brahma Sanatanam. So we are talking today about that personality of Godhead who wanders among the cowherd men, giving pleasure to the cowherd woman and to his friends as though he is bound by their orders. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Purnam Brahma Sanatanam, has taken birth in Navadvipa and has given the good fortune to Mother Sachi and Jagannath Mishra as their parents. And through his pastimes, we come to know some very interesting understanding about Lord Chaitanya's greatness. So I would like to begin with my Mangalacharan prayers. We see that chapter talks about the disappearance of Jagannath Mishra. So that's a little sad thing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father has been disappearing. On the occasion of glorifying the Supreme Lord, I am a little disappointed to speak on the disappearance of Jagannath Mishra. How could I ever think of such a separation from the devotees, especially the eternal devotee of the Lord? So what is the secret behind this disappearance? We may discuss and try to ponder upon it a little bit at the very beginning. So I would like to offer my humble obeisances at the lotus feet of my spiritual master and then begin my session today. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధా కాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభయశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితనాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. ఆజానులంబిత భుజౌ కనకావదాతౌ సంకీర్తనైక పితరౌ కమలాయతాక్షౌ విశ్వంభరౌ ద్విజవరౌ యుగధర్మపాలౌ వందే జగత్ప్రియకరౌ కరుణావతారౌ. పంచతత్వాత్మకం కృష్ణం భక్తరూపస్వరూపకం భక్తావతారం భక్తాఖ్యం నమామి భక్తశక్తికం. జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌరభక్తవృంద. శ్రీ గౌరంగ మహాప్రభు ఈస్ ఆల్వేస్ వెల్కమ్ అలాంగ్ విత్ హిస్ వృంద. And therefore, it is necessary that we meditate upon these important parshadas, such as the Panchatattva. And therefore, I offer my humble obeisances at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with his entire parshadas, the Panchatattva. And I offer my obeisances repeatedly, so that I may be able to speak some aspects of these wonderful pastimes of the Supreme Lord, just befitting my own capacity. Just like in the sky, there are many birds which fly with its wings, and accordingly, they each glide up to different heights. Similarly, the great devotees of the Lord and the scholars glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to their intelligence and as per how the Lord inspires them. Yatha ditam yatha matim khatanchana smrute yasmin dushkaram sukaram bhavet vismrute viparitam syat sri chaitanyam namamitam mukam karoti vachalam pangum langhayate girim యత్ కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీ గురుం దీనతారణం పరమానంద మాధవం శ్రీ చైతన్య ఈశ్వరం. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. సో బిఫోర్ వి ప్రొసీడ్ టు ది అలొకేటెడ్ సెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్సెస్, a little more of preparation would be there for us to appreciate the mood with which we can get into Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavata. So it basically deals with the parental affection of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi on their son Nimai. As Nimai would regularly go to bathe in the Ganga and he would worship properly the deities of Vishnu, watering the tulsi plant, circumambulating and honoring Krishna Prasad, which was all very nicely taught to him by his loving father. At one time, somebody told Jagannath Mishra that your son is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So why is it necessary for you that he has to study and do all of these activities since he's already the Supreme Lord? So very lovingly, Jagannath Mishra is saying that even if he is Vishnu or Narayan, I do not really care. As long as I am his father, I will discipline him and teach him how he should conduct his business. So that was the kind of a overwhelming love and affection Jagannath Mishra had. Why not? He is the same Drona and Dhara, his good wife, Sachi Devi, who had performed such kind of severe austerities to please Lord Brahma and requested him to give a boon so that they could have Krishna as a son, as their son. And certainly, Lord Brahma gave him the boon, and that is how Krishna was born in their home in Vraja. So that same parents have now, in Navadvipa, performing the pastimes to give pleasure to that Supreme Personality of Godhead as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So we see here some of the pastimes described in this section of the 8th chapter in verses 76, 85, 98, 105, and 106. So I will take you through some small journey into this so that we can appreciate before we go on to the section of 121 to 183, which is quite long, but we will make our very best effort to try and cover as much as we can. So I've requested Her Grace Vinita Gandhirvika Mataji to help me in reading the translations as I recite some of the verses, which she is lovingly displaying it on the screen. So what which is not displayed, I would be doing it in the sections between 76 to 106, and from 100 and what I see in the screen here is between 121 to 183. She will assist me with some help in the reading. Is that fine with you, Vinita Mataji?
Yeah, we all will take a turn, Smat Prabhuji. Is that okay?
Yeah, I am comfortable with it. So you can, I would not call upon which devotee, so you have your own understanding. As I complete reciting the verse, one of you can take it in sequence.
Sure.
Yeah. We find that Lord Gauranga was very keen in his studies. And always, he would never give up his books. And that would also be the concluding sloka in today's session as well, as how much he was attached to his books. We don't normally see children at that age being very attached. But here, Lord Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, as Nimai, he's depicting how important it is one should be attached to the scriptures. And Gaurachandra was exactly performing such loving pastimes, which gave so much pleasure to Jagannath Mishra. He was always floating in an ocean of happiness and forgot whether it was day or night simply by seeing the attention of Gaurachandra. And therefore, he used to offer his prayers repeatedly at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord that kindly protect my son. And thereby, he's always attached to his lotus feet. And one day in the course, he also dreamt of something very interesting and which caused a lot of anxiety within his heart. This was the pastime of how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take sannyas and what he would do as a sannyasi. So he says in verse 6, 106, he felt that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would now take the association of Advaita Acharya and leading sannyasis or leading personalities, and he would teach them the process of bhakti. Previously, Jagannath Mishra has an experience of his elder son, Vishwarupa, having taken sannyas, which had actually broken his heart. Now he cannot take up any more of his second son also, separating from him. So when he shared this dream with his good wife, Sachi Devi, she consoles him. Sachi bole swapna tumi dekhila goshai, chintana kariha gare rahi beniman. So she said to him that do not be worried. Nimai would never give up the home. And as he's completely fixed in his reading of scriptures, so you better relax about it. So therefore, it is interesting to know how Lord Gauranga was increasing the pleasure of his parents with his different kinds of pastime. We are talking about a child who was just around 10 or 11 years and how he would be moving around in the home, always discussing, engaging and reading the scriptures. So, 109 explains, Enamate kata dine thaki mishravara antardana huila nitya shuddha kalevara. So happened that Jagannath Mishra, after some time, left his material body, for he is an eternal pure devotee of the Lord and is never separated. In fact, it is very foolish if we consider and attribute the passing away of Jagannath Mishra to that of any of the common man who is affected by the three modes of material nature. In the Padma Purana, it is explained that yatha saumitri bhartau yatha sankarshanadayaha tata tenaiva jayante martyalokam yadrichaya unastenaiva yashyanti tad vishnoho shashvatam padam na karma bandhanam janma vaishnavanam cha vidyate. Just as Bharata and Lakshmana, the son of Sumitra, and just as Shankarshana and other forms of the Supreme Lord appear in this world by their own desire, similarly the Vaishnavas, who are associates of the Lord, appear with the Lord and then return to the eternal abode with the Lord. So the Vaishnavas, like Vishnu, are not subjected to birth as a result of his fruitive activities. So in 110, Jagannath Mishra says, after his departure, the state of affairs at the home and how it has affected the young Gaurasundara. Misrira Vijaye Prabhu Kandila Vistar Dasharata Vijaye Yehan Raghuvara. After his departure, the Lord cried profusely, just as Ramachandra cried after the departure of Maharaj Dasharata. The only solace that Mother Sachi could actually have, as described by Vrindavan Das Thakur at this situation, it was actually a double trouble for Sachi Devi. Adi Kande Jagannatha Mishra Paralo Vishwarupa Sanyasa Sachira Duisho Adi Kande Divya Paridhana Divya Sukha Anande Basena Sachi Dekhi Chandra Mukha. So Mother Sachi could overcome all the grief of the double loss simply by being attracted by the Divya Paridhana, the different kinds of clothing which Gaurasundara would wear, and that would give her a very extraordinary bliss. And therefore, she could forget her external condition simply by gazing at the Chandramukha, which was shining and was completely moon-like. So, she is compared to exhibiting the same moods such as Mother Yashoda. So, there is a small description about these moods. One may understand that the God is great, but along with that, one should know that he is also sweet. Simply knowing about his greatness evokes submission, but whereas knowing about his sweetness, it evokes affection. So Mother Yashoda was not concerned so much so about his godhood. Rather, she was more concerned about his sweethood. So she would always be eager to give service to enhance Lord Krishna's pastimes or giving him great pleasure in various services. So similarly, Sachi also was always engaged in giving pleasure to her dearest son, Gaurachandra. 115. Dandeka na deke yadi ai Gaurachandra murcha paye ai dui chakshehana anda. If she did not see Gaurachandra for a danda, that's for a moment, she would faint and become blinded. So that was the kind of a separation she would experience. And Gaurasundara would somehow solace her mother. And so he would say, this is 117 to 118. Sunamata mane kichu na chinta tumi sakala tomara ache yadi achi ami brahma maheshwarera durlabha loka bole tahi ami tomarani yadi mohele. He would promise her, as long as I am here, everything would be fine. And I would readily bring to you even those kind of pleasures which even Brahma and Shiva cannot get it in their lifetimes. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Gaura Sundara at that age would say, Sachiyo dekite Gaura Chandra sehi mukha deha smuti matra nahi taki kishe dukha. In this way, she would forget all kinds of disturbances that would arise. In fact, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura, who makes a comment on this wonderful scripture, says that all the dukkha is only in the kingdom of Mother Durga. Sachi Devi does not belong to this world at all. And therefore, the Lord Gaurachandra gives us all kind of pleasure. So that though she is acting externally as a conditioned soul, because the Lord also does not accept any conditioned soul to be his mother or father. And this is very interesting to know that simply to perform a pastime, to bewilder the common men, and to perform the Lord's pastime here not in the form of a god, but as a devotee, so that the common man can actually take him seriously and therefore be able to take his association and guidance. So the Lord hid his godhood and performed these pastimes. So from text 120 onwards, we see Lord Nimai's incomprehensible pastimes. So this is where we have some of the translations. I would request that to be followed by the different devotees. So one day before going to take bath in the Ganges, Nimai asked his mother Sachi that kindly give me some oil, some amalaki fruit and flower garland so that I can offer this to Mother Ganges along with some sandalwood. Is it possible, my dear mother? In this way, he made a request. Tahara ke mate dukkha rahi ba sharire ananda swarupa karilen janani re. The intention is somehow he wanted to engage his mother and wanted to give her all kinds of pleasure. So, one of the devotees can read the translation.
Therefore, how could she remain miserable? Rather, Sachi Devi soon recovered her blissful nature.
Hena mate navadvipe viprashishu rupe achena vaikunta natha swanubhava sukhe.
In this way, the Lord of Vaikuntha released ecstasy as a Brahmana child in Navadvip.
Here it is mentioned, Vaikuntha Natha Swanubhava Sukhe. Swanubhava, for the Lord, what is there in this material which can actually give him Sukha? So Swanubhava Sukha refers to the Lord's Swarupa Shakti, in which he always dwells. So that kind of happiness that the Lord derives is not material. It is completely spiritual and beyond the three modes of material nature. In fact, it is so said that Swanubhava means to have no darkness in one's heart. When one understands that Krishna is fully within one's heart, then actual liberation is attained. And therefore, the Lord, for his own pleasure, absorbs always in his Swarupa Shakti. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a very wonderful mention about Swanubhavam pertaining to the greatness of Shukadeva Goswami, who was always engaged in such a bliss. Swanubhavam akila sruti saramekam adhyatma deepam atitirasatam tamondham samsarinam karunayaha purana guhyam. In fact, the one who has experienced the Swanubhava Sukha, he would actually engage in these activities. He would have the complete understanding of Akila Shruti Saram. And he would always be engaged in Adhyatma Deepam, the knowledge or the bliss of the brilliance of self, Adhyatma. And he would always be above the Tamo Andham, which is the darkness of these material modes. And naturally, in such circumstances, one becomes extremely karunayaha of this material world. The people of this material world who are suffering, he becomes very, very munificent towards them. And therefore, he would engage in their welfare activities. Then the Lord, here it's a very wonderful composition of Vrindavan Das Thakur, talking about some opulence of the Lord. What is the opulence of the Lord? Daridrata Prakasha. How can the Daridrata become an opulence? Let's understand this. Interesting. This is from the verses that we are quoting here. Ghare matra haya daridratara prakash agnayena maha maheshwarera vilas. Please.
Although the Lord's house display all symptoms of poverty, he would make demands like king of the kings.
Something very interesting to note, and how Vrindavan Das Thakur actually talks about this. So here we're talking of Daridrata Prakasha. In the home, it appears that there is completely Daridrata, poverty. But how could there be any Daridrata in the home of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So there is something that the Lord wants to hide from the vision of the common man. And so it appears that nobody would actually pay attention to his home or his belongings. And therefore, the Lord would relish within himself such pastimes as that of relishing how it is to become a devotee and how he could always be constantly in the mood of chanting the glories of the holy names of Krishna. So in the commentary to this, it says, the words Daridrata Prakasha refers to the condition of a poverty of an ordinary living entity. Wherever Sri Gaura Narayan, who is full with six opulences, is present, that place is devoid of poverty and want. So the phrase Ena Maheshwara, Maha Maheshwara Vilasa, refers to the independent will of the Supreme Narayan. So he is supremely independent, so he can command anybody and everybody has to come under his command. Now he's commanding his mother. Though there is nothing available at the home, he can still behave as though he is the king, for he is surely the king of the entire creation. Chaitanya in Chanakya Pandita explains something very interesting also in this connection. When someone doesn't have knowledge, his life becomes shunyam, one kind of daridrata. And if there is no relatives, then there is no direction in his life. So it's another daridrata. Then if there is no children for a grihastha, then his whole household life becomes filled with daridrata. And then if he is really bereft of all kinds of wealth, then there is complete daridrata. Avidyam jivanam shunyam dikshunyascha abhandava putrahinam graham shunyam sarva shunyam daridrata. So this is just to say the aspect of what is daridrata. And in fact, the people in this world do not want any kind of a poverty. Therefore, being the three modes of material nature, they make every kind of effort. And one of such efforts, as explained in the 5.5.8 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Um sahasriya maituni bhavam etam tayor mita hruda grantim ahuhu ato gruha kshetra sutapa vittair janasya moho am mameti, aham mameti. By this aspect of aham and mameti, one wants to overcome all kinds of daridrata. And there is another kind of a theory which is professed by others who are impersonalists. They bring upon the Daridrata on the Supreme Lord and give him the name Daridra Narayana also. So which is very strongly condemned. In fact, Srila Prabhupada quotes that this type of name has been specifically talked about this Swami Vivekananda, who would say that the Lord has actually now representing Daridrata of the Daridra Narayana. In fact, Srila Prabhupada condemns this and he says that even though the Lord says in the 9.4 in the Bhagavad Gita, Matstani Sarva Bhutani Nachaham Teshu Avastita. Everyone resides in me, but I am not in them. It means just like a Daridra, a very poor man, is also part of the Supreme Lord, but it doesn't mean the poor man's body is Narayana's body. And or the dog in the street is also part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. It doesn't mean the barking of the dog is the word of the God. So this is very interesting to know. This is how people of lot of misconceptions try to attribute something like this. But Mother Sachi is always glorifying the position. She speaks in the Chaitanya Bhagavata Adikanda, 10th chapter, 125th verse. She says that as soon as the Vishnupriya entered into my home as the wife of my son Gaurachandra, automatically all kinds of riches have come into my home, so that there is no poverty, sign of poverty at all in my home. That's how she would always contemplate upon. And also in text 127 further, it is said, Ei rupa nanamatha kataika vyakta hoya o prabhu vyakta nahi hai. So in this way, Mother Sachi had various thoughts as the Lord almost but not quite manifest himself. So the Lord always appeared in this world out of his sweet will, and he did not manifest his covered pastimes. So we begin with the another aspect of Maheshwara Vilasa, which refers to the Lord's inconceivable pastimes. For the Lord is the Godhood, and the Acharyas say that this Vilasa is talking about the different pastimes of the Lord. Lord is Swamsha, Swarupa, and then he has his expansions in the Prabhava, which is the 400 forms. And there is Vilasa, Tadekatma, Avesha, and Vibhutis, which are all his expansions, which is simply manifested in different realms, both in the spiritual and the material worlds, so that the Lord can exchange his pleasure pastimes. So now coming to the topic of today, which is talking about the text from 124 onwards. When Sachi Devi requested Nimai to wait a bit, because he had made a request to give her some of the paraphernalia so that he could go and worship Ganga, she said, please wait a bit. The moment he heard the word wait, then the Rudravatara of Gaurachandra took place at the home. So do the devotees also in the Bhakta Sangha group sometimes take Rudravatara? Is there any such opportunity? Or it is often seen at homes? Or sometimes even the mothers would take the form of a Rudrani. So equally, that means we follow the Lord and imitate him, as Lord is now impatient. And he, what can be expected of a 10 or 11 year old boy when something is being demanded? His father would always fulfill. Now that his father is no more present, so his demand did not decrease. Rather, it increased. And so he made a demand, and he made it for a good cause. So such demands should be fulfilled. And then when that is not fulfilled, or rather mother did not deny, she only said, just please wait. And what happened now is something interesting in this pastime. So let us dwell upon this beautiful pastime and go through this entire journey as it unfolds. Kita kuka na tha kuka nahi ka vichar chahe lehi na pahile raksha nahi aar. Read.
He never considered whether there was anything at home or not. If he did not get what he demanded, there would be no escape from his wrath.
So he would show his wrath. How could the Supreme Lord show the wrath? He is Parabrahman, and it appears to be very contradictory to his behavior. And is that contradiction a quality of the Lord or not? So contradiction is existing in the Supreme Lord. God is called great. So we normally consider he is Vibhu. But at the same time, he is also Paramanu. He is existing even within the atoms. So on both the scales of his greatness and of his very infinitely, he exists. And that is not contradiction, rather that is an opulence of the Supreme Lord. So Mother Kunti, in her prayers, she says and sees this contradiction. When Mother Yashoda had tied him to the wooden mortar, there the Lord was actually perturbed. He was actually crying. Tears were actually overflowing. And this was bewildering Mother Kunti, which was a complete contradiction, because she knew that this son of Yashoda is actually Supreme Personality of God. And even the fear personified becomes fearful. And why is that? He is now fearful of the stick of Mother Yashoda, who is such a loving mother. And therefore, contradictions does exist in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And there is nothing bewildering for the devotees about such contradictions. In fact, Narada also explains this to Gopakumara in the Brihad Bhagavatamritam. He says that whatever age that he appears to be, he always maintains the special charm of the childhood. So it appears that in the childhood, there are more exhibitions of his contradictory qualities. And that is something very interesting, that the Lord performs also his pastimes more than his age before he attains that age. So in his Pauganda Leela, he would actually perform his Kaishora Leela. And in his Balya Leela, he would perform his Pauganda Leela. So that was something. Even his bodily features, would that be of overgrown to that particular age that he would belong to? But the affection of the mother would not consider about his outwardly grown body, but it would only see his childish behavior. Only the mother knows how childish is the son or his children. So I'm sure the Bhakta Sangha group has also identified their children, whether they are performing the Pauganda Leela or the Kaishora Leela, even though they may be, in the ages much lower than that. I would definitely feel that these wonderful blessed children would perform such pastimes imitating the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since he was a completely Swarat, he would actually perform many such kind of a pastimes. And in the Adi Kanda of the Chaitanya Bhagavata, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakura also says, Mohita Vaishnava Sabha Prabhu Ramaya Dekhi Ayota Bhukeha Dekhi Tena Pai. This is in the 11th chapter, 13th and the 14th verse. So the opulences seen in Gaura Sundara were those of a devotee rather than the absolute independent form of Krishna, who enjoys pastimes of his own sweet will. So this would actually increase his own happiness and as well as the happiness of his devotees. And therefore, he would hide his godhood and perform such type of a pastimes. So coming back to the chapter 8, text 128, would exhibit the transcendental Lord and his contradictory acts. So let us now see what is the wonderful aspects here. Divyamala Sugandhi Chandana Deho More Ganga Snana Kari Chana Ganga Puji Bare. After requesting for those paraphernalia, he gives a cause what he wants to do with this. Yeah, Mother, can you please read the translation?
I want to worship the Ganga Ganges after taking bath, he said. So please give me garland and some sandalwood paste. The word chala means want or desire.
So now Sachi Devi responds, and this incites anger in Gauranga. Janira kahe ne bapa shuna mana diya kshana kena apeksha kara mala ani giya.
Go ahead. His mother replied, please listen, my dear child. I will go bring a garland. Just wait a moment.
Anigiya? He repeated. And then he says, Anigiya ye matra shunila vachan krode rudra hai lena sachiranandan.
As soon as he heard the word, I will go bring, the son of Sachi became as angry as Lord Rudra.
So the Rudravatara, because within the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all his incarnations are always residing. So whenever there is any kind of an objection, obstruction coming from any kind of a personality to his desire, immediately the Rudra comes forward. Can I now be in your service? Can I engage in your service? So therefore, here we see that Rudravatara of the Lord coming up and trying to do. Now Rudra just did not simply say, can I come to your service? But actually he was in action. So let us now see the Rudra's action in this acts of devastation. Yata eke achila ganga jale rakala आये सब भंगी लीना होइ क्रोधावश.
In an angry mood, the Lord first broke all parts of Ganges' water.
So remember, some such kind of a pastime took place when Lord Krishna was also was denied of drinking his milk from mother's breast. And there also, the Rudra Avatara within the Vraja also had performed such wonderful pastimes. Taila Gruta Lavana Chila Yate Te Yate Sarva Churna Kari Lena Tenga Lai Hate.
Then he took a stick and broke the containers of oil, ghee and salt of pieces.
Chota Bhada Gare Yatha Chila Ghata Nama Sava Bhangi Lena Icha Maya Bhagavan.
The Supreme Independent Lord then broke the small and big clay pots that were used for auspicious ceremonies.
Who will tell then the naughty boy as Bhagavan? Bhagavan is someone whom we would actually praise, we would worship and so on. But Vrindavan Das Thakura is seeing the mood of his mother that he always remains Bhagavan, full of opulences, even though he is the most naughtiest of all the children. Because the mother's approach to her child would never change. She would always see the relishment of everything that the child has does, including that of breaking. Even Mother Yashoda did not consider it to be an offense. Rather, she felt, oh, my son has actually become strong now that he can break the pots also. That was her kind of looking and reacting to this type of an activities. Did Mother Sachi do something like that? Let's try to find out as we go through this pastime. Gada gadi aya ghore taila gruta dugdha tandula kara pasha dhanya lona badi mugdha.
Oil, ghee, milk, rice, cotton, paddy, salt and moong dal were striven throughout the entire house.
Yatha eke achila shika taniya taniya krodha veshe pele prabhu chindiya chindiya.
In an angry mood, the Lord tore down and smashed all the hanging pots.
Vastra adi yatha kichu paile na ghare khana khana kari chirai pele dui kore.
He tore apart the cloths and everything else he found in the house.
Tabha bhangi arayadi nahi avase tabaseshe ghara prati hoila krodavesh.
After breaking everything, he directed his anger on the house.
Dohatiya tenga pade ghare rapa ena prana nahi karo yehi nidesha kare.
Holding a stick in his two hands, he began striking the house. No one dared to strain him. Restrain him.
Haradwara bhangi se she vrukshe radhe kiya sahara upara tenge pade dohatiya.
Then after the smashing the door and the house, he began hitting a tree with his stick.
That means after whatever he could survey within the house, he now felt that there is nothing more to break. He had devised different plans, including that of the wall, the doors, the threshold, and whatever was hanging. Everything he tore upon and then he broke it down. Now what was there? Within the courtyard, he found a tree and he would not even give it up. So he went on to attack even the tree. I think the children are very inspired to see what all the Lord can do as his mischief, and they can also learn how to do mischief. So what to speak of the Bhakta Sangha group's children if they would imitate such type of mischief, because the Lord has set up the standard how one can do a mischief, right? So let's try to explore what more the Lord does here. Tatapiha krodaveshe kshama nahi hai seshe prithvi te tenga nahi samuchai.
Still his anger did not subside and he began striking the earth.
Grihere upanati sachi shankita hai mahabhaye achena yehan laukikaya.
Mother Sachi fearfully hid in a corner of the house.
She was now afraid that probably the Lord would come and attack, because she was the one only seen now. Everything else is broken. Only mother was standing. And so she felt he might probably attack her. Out of fear, she just went somewhere in the corner and hid. But then the Lord would never do this type of adharma, for he's always the protector of dharma, and he would never transgress the etiquette. Dharma samstapaka prabhu dharma sanatan jananire hasta nahi tolena kakan.
The Lord is the personification of religious principles. He advented to establish Sanatana Dharma, so he never tried to hit his mother.
Out of Krodha Vesha, one does not know what is correct, what is not correct, what is good or what is bad, either to him or to the other. Because when Rudra attacks, everyone else has to become completely subsided. But the Lord is not just acting as Rudra, but he was a complete controller and protector of the Dharma. So he did not attack his mother. So at this point of time, what actually becomes manifested? The golden form of the Lord becomes even more beautiful. How is that? Sri Kanakanga Hoila Bhaluka Vase Veshitita Seihola Mahashova Akataya Charita.
As the golden limbs of the Lord became covered with sand, he appeared indescribable, beautiful. The word Akata Charita means with indescribable glories.
We see similar parallels when the Lord would return after pasturing in the evening from the forest. The cows and the calves would actually run back to their respective sheds. While so doing, before Krishna and his Sakas, it would by its feet give rise to so much of dust in the whole of the air. And that dust would settle on the hair and the face of Krishna and his Sakas. The already beautiful Supreme Personality of Godhead would look even more beautiful when he would return from the pasturing ground, and all the Sakis would hide themselves in different corners and even between the bushes, and then they would just try to push the two different leaves, and to that leaves they would actually see this beautiful form of Krishna. So the golden form of Lord Gauranga was that which was manifesting at this particular point of time. So as stated in the Bhagavatam, that the Lord takes different colors and he appears at different points of time. Shuklo raktas tatha pita idanim krishna dam gata. Gargamuni had predicted that your son, O Nanda, who has actually taken previously different forms, and now he is actually taking the black form, and therefore he is so famous and he is as good as Lord Narayan. Then afterwards something more happens. The Lord, becoming tired, a 10-year-old boy, after doing such devastating pastimes within the home, he became tired. Not because he could not do, because nothing else was there available for him to show his anger upon. So having become tired, the children, after tired, what happens? They sit. And Gauranga sat down. As he sat down, immediately his Swarupa Shakti pulled him down to take, because whenever the Lord is actually trying to relax, his relaxation also becomes complete. So the Sheshanaga appears, and then the Lord takes his bed on the Sheshanaga. And immediately after that, the Yoga Nidra comes upon him, and he is completely detached from the externals. And that's how the aspect of the Yoga Nidra takes charge of the situation. Srimate drushti kaila yoga nidra prati prithivite sui ache vaikuntera pati. The one who is a Vaikuntapati is now residing at the home of Sachi, and therefore he is taking rest. Please.
In this way, the Lord of Vaikuntha entered into the Yoga Nidra as he lay there on the ground. The word Yoga Nidra indicates that the Lord slept with the help of Yoga Maya, which is his independent spiritual nourisher of his transcendental pastime.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu. Maybe Sudevi could like to read after this. So we have her hands raised also. So before I continue, as the pastimes are unfolding, I would like to just check with Gandharvika Mataji, how long do I further have time?
Priti Vilasni Mataji. Prabhuji, we can continue, Prabhuji.
Is it fine that we can continue for another 50 minutes to complete the pastime? Is it okay?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Thank you so much. So text 149 to 152 describes the Supreme Lord's glory and Mother Sachi's good fortune. A very interesting verse and a comparison from Vrindavan Das Thakur about the opulence of the Lord. Anantera Sri Vigrahe Yanharashayan Lakshmi Anra Pada Padme Seve Anukshan Chari Vede Prabhur Kare Anveshan Sei Prabhu Yayena Nidra Sachira Angan. So Devi, you can read.
He who lies on the body of Ananta, he whose feet are constantly served by the goddess of fortune, he who is to be known through the Vedas, that same Lord was now sleeping in the courtyard of Sachi.
So beautiful. Describing the young Gaurasundara's pastime through the lotus mouth of Sudevi. Wonderful. Ananta Brahmanda Yandra Loma Kupe Bhase Srishti Sthiti Pralaya Karaya Yandra Adishe Brahma Shiva Adi Mata Yandra Guna Dhyane Ena Prabhu Nidra Yana Sachira Angane.
He whose hair pores are the source of innumerable universes. He whose servants direct the creation, maintenance and destruction of those universes. He whose glories intoxicate the minds of even Shiva and Brahma, the same Lord, is now sleeping in the courtyard of Sachi.
Thank you, Sudevi. So maybe the next devotees can do it in turns. So that is the glory of Mother Sachi and her great good fortune, that she has the Supreme Parabrahman lying in her courtyard. So Mother Sachi Devi, as a very kind towards Lord Gauranga, pacifies him and tries to wake him up and therefore fulfills his desire. Katakshane Sachi Devi Mala Aniya Ganga Puji Bare Sajja Pratyaksha Kariya.
Shortly thereafter, Sachi Devi brought a garland and other ingredients for worshipping Ganges.
Dhire Dhire Putre Rasri Ange Hasta Diya Dhula Jadi Tuli Te Lagila Devi Giya.
Harita Mataji.
She slowly brushed the sand off the Lord's body and lifted him up.
Utha utha bapa mora hera mala dhara apana hi chaye giya ganga puja kara.
Get up, my dear son. Open your eyes and take this garland. Go worship the Ganges as you desire.
It appears that the mothers have the wonderful habit or the way to address their son as father, Bapa Mora. So the word means that one who is my protector. That's what I actually mean, because the father is always awarding the protection. So the mother expects the protection from her son and therefore she tells as Bapa. And moreover, for a daughter, the protection of the father is supremely gracious. And therefore, she sees in the son her own husband as the father. And therefore, she becomes even more assured of the protection coming from the son. Bhala bhaila la bhapa yata pehila bhanga bhangiya yauka to mara sabha bala ilaiya.
It is good that you have broken everything. I hope that all further impediments have been destroyed by this act.
Yes, all the future impediments have been destroyed by this act. So mother did not actually condemn. Instead, she was saying, oh, it appears that all that would have probably become an impediment is now broken and you have done a great act. So will the child actually get more encouraged to go and break because mother is saying like this? But actually, she is mildly chastising him. And though she is saying that you are my father, and also because of that you have actually broken everything, does it actually satisfy you? Is your anger now become pacified in this way? Janani ravakya shuni Sri Gaura Sundar Chalila karate snana lajita antar. The children immediately catch up the mood of the mother, and therefore Gaura Sundara was a little shy. He felt, and therefore he just left to take bath in the Ganges. So the next part is Mother Sachi is tolerating Gaura Sundara's mischief, and that is very beautifully described by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Yadyapiha prabhueta kare apacha tathapi sachira chitte dukha nahi hoy. Although the Lord destroyed so many things, Sachi did not feel any distress. Just like Mother Yashoda, she did not feel any distress. Rather, she could see the strength within her child. Krishne racha palyayena ashesha prakar Yashoda sahilena gokula nagare.
She simply tolerated Gaura's mischievous just as a mother Yashoda tolerated Krishna unlimited mischievous in Goloka.
Yehi mata gaurangera yata chanchalata sahilena anukshana sachi jaganmata.
Mataji, please, please read somewhere.
In this way, Sachi, the mother of the universe, constantly tolerated all the Gauranga's mischievous activities.
Vrindavan Das Thakura compares her as Jagan Mata. Therefore, all the mischief of all her children are actually tolerated only by the mother. And she is Jagan Mata. So we living entities in this material world, whatever offenses we may do, she very lovingly tolerates. Because we are the part and parcels of Krishna. And therefore, she considers us also her own sons. Ishwarera krida jani kahite kateka yehi mata chanchalata karena yateka.
I am unable to describe the many other similar mischievous pastimes performed by the Lord.
So in this way, Vrindavan Das Thakur is unable, or rather he is overwhelmed with ecstasy, and so he limits describing to some of these pastimes. Sakala sahena ikaya vakyamane hoilena sachiyena prithviyapane.
Mother Sachi tolerated them all with her body, mind and speech as though she was Mother Earth herself.
A very beautiful comparison. Kaya vakyamane sahena. So whenever we have to tolerate, one may tolerate the words, but not action. One may tolerate the action, but not the words. And certainly one may not tolerate everything within the mind. But here she had no any kind of remnants of any of such mischief, either by body, words, or by mind. In fact, there's a very beautiful comparison of a similar type of an explanation given in the life of the gropis of the Vraja. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.22.35, it is explained that the real meaning or the purpose of a human life, of a jivana, of a